Support for this podcast comes from Whidbey and Camino Islands, just a short drive north of Seattle. Fall events include EB's Forever, Uncommon Threads, FiberQuest, Autumn Wine Tour, Camino Islands Chili Cook-Off. Info at WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com. The shortest distance to far away.
Not too long ago, I heard from Jody Fenton, who is the managing librarian of the Special Collections at Seattle Public Library. She had a problem, and the problem was she had inherited 6 boxes of old archived recipes from the PI that had been done away with years ago and passed along any number of people until it came to the longtime cookbook librarian, Linda Santo. So Linda had been hiding these boxes of old recipe files, and I'm talking about the kind of recipes that you would clip out of a newspaper, like way back when, okay?
Okay, sure.
And so these were index cards. Well, I knew what she was talking about because the Seattle Times has an active library file just like this. It sits right in the middle of the newsroom, not far from where I sit, and there are tens of thousands of recipes in there. Recipes that go back generations, that go back decades, are really a social history of a city. What we were eating, what we loved, what we made for special occasions, how we ate. And I think it says so much about who we are and who we were. I went and looked at this collection, and it's a very important thing, and it's something that needs to be kept. If you had your grandmother's recipe box, and wouldn't that be one of the things you would grab as you were running out the door in a fire?
Well, actually, my grandmother once made spaghetti sauce for my friend Giacomo and me out of a giant-sized can of V8. So
well, yes, I know. Not your grandmother,
oh, okay.
But a lot of people's grandmothers. So anyway, here at the Seattle Times, we're getting ready to move out of our longstanding, 80-plus-year building into what they call from the house into the condo in a few months. But the one last thing we are most definitely taking with us are those archive files. Now, the librarian's hope is that sometime soon they'll be able to get somebody to digitalize all those recipes. So if there was an old recipe that you lost, because trust me, I hear from people all the time, hey, my mother had this recipe that she used to make us back in 1962. She cut it out of the Seattle Times. It's in shreds. I can't find it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Can you find it for me? And it's hard to actually get my hands on exactly what they're looking for. But starting in, I think it was like 1985 or so, anything that appeared in the paper is now archived. So now if you want to look a recipe up, you can just go to the computer, go to the Seattle Times website or whatever recipe website you want to go to and find something that you read about. We used to have 4 home economists whose job it was to put out the food section and also answer questions, answer queries about recipes, specific recipes, go find you a recipe and read it to you over the phone or send you the recipe in the mail. Were you an inveterate clipper of newspaper recipes? I know you love to cook.
One of my all-time favorite recipes was a newspaper clipping from the Honolulu paper, which they called steamed pork hash with salted duck egg on top. And man, that is a delicious dish, and I make that at least once a winter still. And I've got it pasted, transcribed and pasted onto the inside of my Craig Claiborne Virginia Lee Chinese cookbook. And you know what? I think I'll share that on my web post at kplu.org.
Well, I'll have to have a look at it and try to make that. One of the things that I have in my own file is something that appeared in the Seattle Times a real long time ago was the Wild Ginger's steamed salmon. And I remember learning from reading in the newspaper that you would take 2 chopsticks and put them in the bottom of a wok to
raise it up
off so that the steam was coming through when you put your steamer in there or something like this. I used to make that a lot.
You can find a link to Nancy Leeson's Seattle Times food blog, All You Can Eat, right at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. I'm Dick Stein.